Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include: the John Muir Trail FKT has been dismantled, Courtney D smashes the Moab 240, and a first ever Solomon costume contest shoe giveaway. We begin this week on a somber note with several tragic stories affecting runners across the country. First is Colorado endurance athlete Daniel Hose, who passed away after a rattlesnake bite on the Mount Galbraith Trail. He was an Ironman finisher and recently moved to the Colorado Front Range. Condolences to his family and a reminder to all of us to be vigilant and aware when out on our own trail adventures. Next, we move to British Columbia, where a trail runner spent a night out in the cold of Mount Harvey after taking a fall and injuring himself. Search and rescue couldn't get him off the mountain before dark, so crews stayed up there with him, braving the elements until morning. Once day broke, they airlifted him out to safety. Another reminder this time to be prepared when heading out into the wilds. You never know when an accident might keep you out longer than expected. Finally, wildfires in Northern California aren't just destroying property, lives, and air quality. And not to minimize those in any way, but several races in the Bay Area were canceled, including the inaugural Virgin Sport Festival of Fitness. Organizers instead donated $25,000 to the Red Cross, along with a matching amount from ASICS. Ultra runner and owner of M&H Bread, Devin Yanko also donated bread meant for Santa Rosa Whole Foods to cafes serving firefighters. Yanko is taking donations of running clothes for those in need. If you want to help, email runnerhelpingrunner@gmail.com. Moving on to some skyrunning news, the Migu Skyrunner World Series is making some big changes moving forward with the World Skyrunner Series. The 2019 calendar will move to a single point system with races ranging from 22 to 66 kilometers in length. There will be 18 sky races in total, as well as 4 super sky races, which are worth 4 times the points. The final race culminating the entire year will be called the Sky Masters, and only be open to qualified athletes vying for a 100,000 euro prize purse. To get there, the 2018 season will feature just 2 categories, Sky Classic and Sky Extra, made up of the previous Sky Ultra and Sky Extreme. Holy this crap is confusing. 5 of those races will be worth 50% more points, and so on and so forth. In US Skyrunner news, Ian Sharman has announced on social media he is stepping down as director of the US series, which leaves its future up to series owner Skyman SA. We'll fill you in on any news pertaining to that as soon as we get it. Our boy Franny D, aka Francois Dehaene, literally smashed the FKT on the John Muir Trail. His finishing time, pending final verification from the FKT board's website, was posted as 2 days, 19 hours, 26 minutes. This was a shocking and humbling 12 hours under the previous record. Do keep in mind, it appears Franny D did have a full crew and team of pacers for his effort, so he basically raced this thing, which we have yet to see happen on the JMT. Will this be the new future of FKTs? It seems with efforts like this and what the Coconino Cowboys are doing in the canyon, it seems likely. FYI, he did have a satellite tracker. John Kelly, 15th finisher of the Barkley Marathons, you are an Ironman! So for real, I'm pretty sure he's already done one, but John did complete the Barkley Kona Ironman double in 1 year, which is likely a first. His time of 9 hours, 13 minutes, 13 seconds was good enough for 61st overall, which included a 3 hour, 42 second marathon split time. He clawed his way up through the field after exiting the water in 858th place. We all know Jim Walmsley is the poster boy for Hoka One One brand these days, but one A-list celebrity might be taking away some of the limelight from the Coconino Cowboy Wonder Child. Britney Spears was back at it on her Instagram, sporting a pair of Hoka shoes while painting. That's all I gotta say about that. Remember the $100,000 rabbit cup we spoke of a few weeks back, or should I say $103,000? Well, they announced the first slot has been sold to Ultra Running, coincidentally also the main shoe sponsor for the Run Rabbit Run races. Question is, what athletes will they pick? And who will snag the next slot? All I know is if I had 10 grand, I'd probably pick Courtney D and Bronco Billy. Speaking of Courtney D, damn, did you see her Moab 240 performance? This woman is out of this world! She wins the race outright, just as we predicted a couple weeks back, finishing in 57 hours, 52 minutes. Now that's legit. Second place and male winner again was Sean Nakamura, who won the Tahoe 200 last month, and of course went on to finish the Mogollon 100 the following weekend. This dude needs a badass nickname. The excitement surrounding Courtney's demolition of the field and course even caught the attention of Joe Rogan, who was not only tweeting about it, but also doing some late-night gramming. Our very own correspondent Jizzlewizzle is celebrating 6 years as a columnist for AJW's Tap Room on irunfar.com. Kudos to you, Andy. And just as an FYI, I'm still getting people congratulating me on my and Gary's April purchase of the Barkley Marathons. Well done and cheers to you. Halloween is coming up, and that only means two things. The Javelina 100 is just around the corner, and Halloween is back again. For the former, we love seeing those costumes out on course. Stay tuned for a special contest relating to costumes later in the program. As for Halloween, if you've never heard of it, stop what you're doing, go to Facebook, and type in Halloween VII, or HalloweenHillClimb.com. This annual 5-hour hill climbing event is hosted by badass Connor Curley and his Mountain Tiger running group. So how does it work? For Halloween, pick a climb or series of climbs with at least 500 feet of continuous gain and get after it on race day, October 28th. Run/climb for 5 hours and upload your data for submission on the site. If you don't have 5 hours like me, you can do the Mountain Tiger Mile and climb as much as possible in 666 seconds. See what you did there, that's clever. Now for a special fall outlook from our Northwest correspondent, we go live to Maya Ray Ray.
Thanks, Jam Jam. Well, fall is in the air and it's a pumpkin spice Maya Ray Ray time. Man, these are good. Getting a little chilly out this time of year and I love it. We've had some good trail runs lately around the Northwest. Here's a recap. The Baker Lake 50K took place recently, and what a race it was. First, check out the views and the amazing pics from my main man, Glenn. Mount Baker is beautiful. For the men, it was a two-way battle for the top spot. Back and forth they went, and when it was done, friend of the show, Keith Laverty, set a new course record with 3 hours and 44 minutes. Wow. Flying. Keith edged out a Northwest legend, Uli Steidel, by 1 minute. That name ring a bell? Google him. I'll wait. He's a stud. I mean, he trained with Jurek. Enough said. For the woman, another close battle. Trisha Steidel edged out Stephanie Gundel also by 1 minute. Great race, everyone. Heading east now, Romanacci's Oktoberfest trail run was this past weekend. Check out the Bavarian Village in the Mountain Jam Jam. This place is sweet. A 5 and 10 mile run was held in the early morning and it was chilly. Congrats to all the finishers, and keep running, everyone. Jam Jam, I need another pumpkin spice latte. I am out. Fade me away, please.
Thanks for that, Maya. Enjoy the pumpkin spice and the cooler weather. We're still drinking lemonade, grilling, and trying to keep cool by the pool, roasting in the heat down here in Arizona. Chris Mocco of The Mocco Show made waves when he quit his job working at Square earlier this year to pursue his dream of becoming a professional athlete. He bought in bulk at Costco and slept in his friend's basement, all to sacrifice for the dream. And guess what? He did it. His dancing proved it as he was swooped up by Nike Trail just days before the Western States 100. Well, I guess he checked that goal off his list, and it was time to move on as he just announced today on Facebook, which is a bit curious now that I think about it, that he's now working for Twitter in Boulder, Colorado. Mocco, I think it's time for a Mocco Show update, my friend. Outhouse Nation, hop on over to Twitter and ask for it. #StockOMocco. The next set of stops on the Ultra Trail World Tour are taking place this weekend on two different continents. The Diagonal de Fou, Trail de Bourbon and Cappadocia Ultra Trail. First to the largest 100-mile trail race in the world, taking place on Reunion Island, with 2,685 registered participants, of only which are four Americans, Jim Walmsley, Seth Swanson, Elizabeth Howard, and Sabrina Condalis. The rest of the elite field is stacked with Andrea Hooser, Xavier Thevenard, Julian Chaurier, Antoine Guillon, and Ludovic Pomerat all entered. Of those running, 1,292 are locals from Reunion Island, 1,105 from France, Switzerland has 36, and all other countries are just minimally represented. The Trail de Bourbon is also now part of the tour as a baby foo, which weighs in at 111 kilometers. Moving over to the 114 kilometer race in Ürgüp, Turkey, it takes runners through the Cappadocia region listed on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now, I don't know all the top competitors, but Gediminas Grinius is on the entrance list, as is Americans Amy Sproston and Jay Aldis. This week's Run Steep, Get High, Get Really High segment of the week goes to Stephanie Violet, who tagged Inja Tse, or Island Peak, which is a 20,309-foot mountain in eastern Nepal. Wowzer. I'm erasing nothing over here, by the way. And now for the first ever Mountain Outhouse Costume Contest. This one, of course, is presented by Salomon Running, and all of you Outhouse Nation viewers have a shot at winning a pair of shoes from Salomon Running. We want to see your best Salomon Athlete Halloween costume. Dress up like your favorite, whether it be Killian, Anna, Francois, Dakota, Max, or Courtney. Send us your entry or tag your best with hashtag Salomon Running Costume. And we'll post the best on the show next week, as well as pick the winners. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or have an idea for another challenge involving outhouses, tweet us or dip into our Insta DMs at Mountain Outpost. Have a good week. Be sure to check out all new episodes of our other weekly program, The Best Run News Show, now dropping. Oh, and if you want to support this show, check us out on Patreon with the link below. End.